We're talking about the draft. 3 weeks, 3 days until the NFL draft. On the line with us, a gentleman who put together his own mock draft version 3.0. Don Banks, senior writer, covers the NFL for SI.com. Don, thank you. Last time we saw you, we were camped out in the lobby at the Ritz-Carlton about 3 weeks ago in Orlando.
I'd say camped out was putting it mildly. It looked like a hostage crisis. You were on the air every time I looked up.
It was a busy week for us. I almost wanted to camp out in the men's room there in that lobby. That was the nicest men's room I've ever seen. It was nicer than my hotel room.
It was a nice men's room, but let's not bore people with too much detail on that front, Murph.
Your mock draft, you've gone through it, and is this the last, or do you update this in the next 3 weeks, or is this your last crack at how you think the first round will play out?
7. I think I'm going to do 6 this year, so I will probably do one a week as we head down the backstretch. But the NFL so graciously gave us 2 extra weeks to play with and overanalyze. So we'll use every second. But this is definitely 3.0, at least on the way to 6.0.
Okay. First thing that jumped out at me, your second pick, St. Louis going with Jake Matthews. I think a lot of us thought Jake Matthews might be there at number 9 for the Bills, Don.
Well, I really do think the Jeff Fisher Bruce Matthews experience is going to play a pivotal role. I think Sammy Watkins could tempt the Rams into going for the receiver from Clemson because they obviously need more weapons for Sam Bradford, who's kind of in a make-or-break type of situation in St. Louis at quarterback. But if they do go kind of the expected chalk pick of offensive line, while everyone who really has an opinion has expressed the idea that Robinson, the Auburn tackle, is probably rated higher in terms of upside. I think Jeff Fisher, all those years in Tennessee and all those years with Bruce Matthews on his offensive line, is probably going to err on the side of bloodlines and go with Jake Matthews, the Texas A&M tackle, Bruce's son.
Well, when it comes time for Buffalo to pick at number 9, Robinson is gone, Matthews is gone. And tell us why you think Taylor Lewan from Michigan is a good fit for the Bills, Don.
Well, I think he's not the outside-the-box pick, that's for sure. I think he's the most solid consensus number 3 tackle in the draft. I think he's kind of got a nasty streak. He kind of fits Doug Marrone, the old offensive line coach's mentality. And I think he's kind of just a blue-collar player, and I think it fills a need. It makes sense, and to me it comes down to either him or Ebron, the North Carolina tight end that a lot of people have put to Buffalo at number 9.
Yeah, you mentioned right at the outset how the quarterbacks are dropping, and you have 3 of them in your first 11 picks, but can you talk about the quarterback class a little bit, Don?
Well, I mean, I think when we all started, we were all working under the early assumption that maybe with all those quarterback needy teams up near the top, and I'm talking about number 1 Houston, number 3 Jacksonville, number 4 Cleveland, number 5 Oakland, number 8 Minnesota, that there's no way that the top 3 highest rated quarterbacks, Manziel, Bortles, and Bridgewater in some order, were going to get out of the top 8. I now think maybe Cleveland at number 4 is the only team that's going to take a top 5 quarterback. And I think it's entirely possible you could be looking at a scenario where guys get all the way to number 8 Minnesota if Cleveland decides that they're going to go shopping in the second round more than the first. And even number 11 Tennessee, I've got Bridgewater going there. If he gets past Tennessee, he could fall an awful long way. So the longer it seems like the draft scouting process goes, it seems as if the quarterbacks are dropping in terms of the teams that feel a sense of urgency to get a quarterback. There's so many quarterbacks that apparently people like. Garoppolo of Eastern Illinois, Savage of Pitt. Obviously, you got Mettenberger of LSU, A.J. McCarron of Alabama. So many of those guys that could go in the second and even third round that it seems as if teams have gotten comfortable with the idea, better take the more special player at a non-quarterback position up high.
Regardless of where those quarterbacks go, Don, is it your feeling that Manziel will be the first quarterback off the board?
I think so. I think he's got, for lack of a fancier term, that it factor. And I think a lot of people are intrigued with him. I would roll the dice on a guy that's won most of the big games he's played in, has played on the biggest of stages in the SEC. He doesn't have, you know, strictly conventional skill set, but I think someone's going to be intrigued with him. It's either going to be a Cleveland at number four. I don't get the sense Minnesota's into him too heavily at number eight. But I think there's going to be a team that, if he starts to fall, is going to make a move for him. And I can't see him getting past, say, number 11, Tennessee at that juncture.
Last question, Don. The NFL, as you mentioned at the outset, has moved the draft back a couple of weeks. I think it's being pushed back another week next year. I guess this is all for the benefit of TV, but are the football people all right with this? Now we're talking about May 8th, maybe May 15th next year for the draft.
You know, I don't think they are. There's obviously paralysis by analysis sets in. There's obviously only a limited window of true downtime in the NFL, if there's any, and this kind of pushes that back. I had not heard, Murph, that they're even talking a week later next year. When this was first announced at the spring owners' meetings in Boston, it was a one-day owners' meeting last May that I attended. You know, they made it sound, which didn't sound terribly plausible, that it was because of scheduling conflict with Radio City Music Hall. There was a big spring show that the Rockettes were going to be putting on, and that this potentially was going to be a one-year foray into May. But as everyone knows, it's sweeps month. The TV ratings are higher. The league is all about TV ratings. So if they stay in May and even move later, it's not going to shock anybody that's attuned to the NFL and how they think and feel.
Don, thanks for this. We appreciate it.
Okay, Murph. Take care.
Don Banks, who's been covering the NFL for 15 years for Sports Illustrated. He is the senior writer covering the league for SI.com. Our thanks to him for joining us.